everybody, Mike Jeffers, Chicago Jazz Magazine, ChicagoJazz.com. Recently, the city of Chicago announced a new initiative for 2020 called the Year of Chicago Music. Now, I talked with the Commissioner Mark Kelly at the Chicago Jazz Fest, but I couldn't release the video until now because 2 weeks ago they just announced the initiative. There's a lot of planning involved. Mark Kelly talks all about the planning, about the concept, about all of the different initiatives that are going to be happening and how he's going to include all genres of music in this 2020 initiative that hopefully will push the Chicago music scene onto a world stage for many years to come. So here's that interview I did with Commissioner Mark Kelly at the 2019 Chicago Jazz Fest. But let's talk a little bit about 2020 because, you know, we're recording this at Jazz Fest. We're dropping this in October. And you guys are starting to announce out this plan for the Year of Chicago Music in 2020 that's going to come to fruition. Didn't you guys picked a year like this? Wasn't this the Year of Chicago Theater or something right. This year, right? Right. So is this going
to
be something?
As Commissioner, how do you bring laser focus to work when you don't have enough resources? It's amazing what we do at DK's with 65 people. It's insane.
Oh yeah, no, it is.
But I've realized more and more my responsibility is less about just being a special events producer at the highest order, which we are, but rather the convener of creative sectors and helping them find a way to become stronger, because that's the game, building new audience. So we have the Year of Public Art, and the momentum we have now in public art in the city, and much of that came from that year. It led into the Year of Creative Youth. So in 2 weeks we'll have Jazz Fest here. Yeah. So, and we now continue to convene creative youth organizations, and we are working harder to bring our youth into all of our festivals. This is the Year of Chicago Theater, the boldest of all of them. We're literally taking the 250 theaters that call them creative cats and turning them into a herd. So the first ever, there's never, as great as Chicago Theater is in Chicago, there's never been a brand that was pushed out to the world.
Right.
And if you don't have a storyline, if you don't have that, then in the world you don't exist.
Right, you're just gone.
And now there is, and Chew's grabbed that brand, and it's now, we are claiming, and this is not boosterism, it's simply a fact. We are equal in weight and breadth to London and New York as a theater community, but we're a different one. We're not commercially based, we're ensemble based, we're storefront based, but all of that, all along I knew I was staging for the big kahuna, which is the Year of Chicago Music. Chicago, one of the greatest music legacies on the globe. It's Mahalia Jackson and Muddy Waters and Bo Diddley and Curtis Mayfield and Gene Ammons and, you know, Art Ensemble Chicago. You could just go on. Yet, strangely, or maybe it's not so strange, it's actually the segregation and racism of the city, because the majority of the power of Chicago music came from black music in the South and West Side. And the city is, even though we've had these festivals that's earlier about that, but the city has never celebrated and owned it like some other cities have. But we have an incredible music scene. We're not one type of music, we're across genre. And so the Year of Chicago Music, first ever Chicago music brand, establish us clearly as a music capital, convene all the creative cats, assemble resources, and build a more sustainable, the same thing we're planning to do for jazz across the board. And we've assembled, we have a steering committee of some 40 leading music leaders. We have 12 working groups, you know, like we're on it on legacy, we're on it on building capacity on the South and West Side, we're on it on
it's a huge project, because you're talking about like the theater. You know, you're a Chicago theater, 250 individual theaters, bringing them all. This is even way bigger than that.
Music is way, but it's also maybe it's going to be a little easier because everyone gets it.
Right, that's true.
Everyone loves music, and everyone, even though we haven't owned it, we're still this city of incredible music vitality, and you know, it's classical and it's jazz and it's hip hop and it's experimental and it's blues and it's soul and it's R&B and it's electronica. You know, you don't even. It's, yeah. It, as you say, every one of those genres, Chicago is like the scene, and every one of them is incredible. So it's gathering them, finding more mashups, finding more. It's an opportunity for all of us to it's a one-time opportunity to grab the brass ring, if you will.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to have another year of Chicago music until probably someone else definitely would be in this position. That's an understatement.
I understand bringing it all together and creating these things and putting the branding out there, but like, what's the ultimate goal? I mean, to create some sort of a branding opportunity so that we can get it out to the world as the music scene in general?
I think ultimately what we want to do is clearly establish Chicago as one of the great musical capitals of the world. And with that, our clubs and our venues are strengthened, the music scene is strengthened, the encouragement of young musicians coming up and sustaining them in Chicago is increased. So think about this. We Chicago has more great summer music festivals compared to any other city on the globe, right?
Yep.
I mean, when you have Pitchfork Lollapalooza and Riot Fest, and you know, it just, and then all of our festivals, you get dizzy with all of it.
Right.
But let's talk about Lollapalooza, and I'm not going to blame them for this. I'm going to blame us. They come like a spaceship into the city.
Yep.
And they land, and they ignore Chicago music and its music legacy.
Completely. Yep.
But I'm sure we've never said, hey. Could you imagine a festival of that weight landing in New Orleans but that's true of all of our festivals. We let them. We're so boastful, and then yet where are we? Youth and music. Every youth in this city is a musician of sorts,
yep.
Right? Especially now with these gadgets synthesizers,
yeah.
You know, a $60 synthesizer, right. You know, you can do your beats and how do we create this love of youth and music, not to develop them as professional artists, some will, but just the joy of it, but then the ecosystem that develops with it, and you know the
yep.
So these are the kind of things that I, you know, and will we do it perfectly? No. Do we have enough resources? No. But boy, when you announce things like this, it allows you to navigate resources, to find friends. Like a lot of people, like, oh, you're okay. so literally, one of our we have a fundraising goal to raise $2 million to help sustain this, and we're making it up, but we've been making it up all along. It's driven by clarity of idea, I think, and vision, and then believing that we can find the partners. The Year of Chicago Theater, we raised over $1.3 million in resources all going to theater.
Well, I think you're right, because if you have a clear, specific goal in mind, then you can bring in corporate sponsors to fund certain things and put all that together. You brought up an interesting thing about the youth, and that's going to probably be something that might even coordinate with all of these independent organizations like Ravinia, like Orbert Davis's Chicago Jazz Philharmonic, and all that stuff too, right?
Merritt, People's Music School, the list goes on and on, you know, Rhymefest, how do we take that a little deeper, and at the same time know that we're not trying to develop tens of thousands of professional musicians.
Right.
Some will, and good, but the joy, look at what's
right.
You know, my favorite moments are when I can, the rare, and it doesn't happen very often, but when I get on my trap set and I'm something.
Relax and find
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like this is going to be almost like a kickoff 2020 year of Chicago music, and it's a starting point for something to push
right.
into the future,
the
right?
Year, what the goal would be, the year creates momentum that continues to push forward. We're going to be a music capital that
right.
lives if we're going to build new connections and thinking and you know, our, just our kickoff, our internal kickoff meeting for the year of Chicago music, we had about 225 people across the music expanse of the city. And so many people came up to me and said, I have never in my life seen such a collection of people coming together and everyone's smiling and there's good karma and good energy going forward. It's hasn't happened.
Well, that's like what you're doing with the Blues Fest, with the Jazz Fest, with all these other festivals too. I mean, there's all these organizations that are doing great stuff. You're bringing them together, so that's the kind of thing, right?
That. Here's the other big, so the Jazz Fest 10 days next year and,
right.
and the year of Chicago music, right? And
yeah.
boom, like in the boom. We're gonna take House Music Fest, Gospel Music Fest, and Blues. That's three consecutive weekends here in Millennium Park. And we're gonna turn it into a 17-day city festival.
That's a great idea.
And you know, right now the plug, I don't know what the eventual name will be. Right now I'm just calling it Sweet Home Chicago. But I don't care if one more person comes into Millennium Park, but if I become the umbrella for the music life of the city in all genres. So we're centered on in our music legacy, and then the clubs, the venues, everybody, go at it. You're in the festival, and then we're going to broadcast out to the world.
Yeah, yeah, that's incredible. Well, all right, so this is all going to kick off in 2020. I know I'm going to be involved in some of these things as much as I can be involved, and everybody, you know,
yeah,
around the city.
Like, I'm deputizing everyone. You're going to be, everyone has to own it, make it happen. So think of the opportunity exists for you and your publication.
Oh, absolutely.
You're, everything I talked about, you're already doing. But then it gives a new level of a platform and connections.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. And it also is going to give a lot of direction for everyone to get together
yep.
and push everything together.
Yep.
All right, well, this is going to be exciting. I'm excited now. That's it.
All right.
Hey, thanks so much, Commissioner. And folks, stick around. I know that they're going to have more information coming up on the websites, and DK's is going to announce everything as things keep rolling out. This is going to be an exciting year, 2020. Thanks so much for sitting down with us.
I'm sure our Mayor, Lori Lightfoot, who's a big fan of music, is going to be joining us as we just...
Yeah.
We...
Push it forward.
Push it forward.
I love the energy. This is incredible. So stick around, and thanks for watching, and we'll have more interviews coming up here from the Chicago Jazz Fest.